said, "Mr. Hamilton says you're to go straight back." "Thank you, Eleanor," Mia murmured as she headed past Eleanor's desk. Gabe's door was open when she arrived. She hesitated just outside and stared in to where he stood, hands in his pockets, staring out the large window overlooking the Manhattan skyline. He was gorgeous, beautiful to look at. Even relaxed, there was so much raw power emanating from him. She was suddenly struck by why she was so drawn to him, or at least one of the many reasons. She felt safe with him. Just being near him gave her a measure of comfort. She felt secure and protected. In essence, the relationship he'd proposed would provide her with all of those things: safety, security, comfort, protection. He'd guaranteed all of those things. All she had to do was agree to cede ultimate power to him. Any reluctance evaporated, leaving her lighter and almost euphoric. There was no way she was walking into this agreement scared to death. It was no way to begin a new relationship. She would be confident, and she'd embrace the things that Gabe had promised her. And in return, she'd give her all to him and be confident that he would cherish the gift of her submission. Gabe turned, seeing her standing in the doorway. She was astonished to see relief in his eyes. Had he been afraid she wouldn't come? He strode toward her and then pulled her inside his office, shutting the door firmly behind her. Before she could say a word, he hauled her into his arms and crushed his mouth to hers. She moaned softly as his hands ran possessively up her arms to clasp her shoulders and then upward again to her throat and finally to cradle her face. He kissed her as though he were starved for her, like he'd been held away from her and had finally broken free. It was the kind of kiss that lived only in her fantasies. No one had ever made her feel so consumed. It wasn't just a show of dominance. It was a plea for capitulation. He wanted her. He was showing her just how much. If there had been any doubt as to whether he truly desired her or whether he was simply bored and looking for a new challenge, she was convinced now. One hand moved from her face and his arm curled around her, anchoring her tightly against him, his arm a steel band across her back. She could feel his hardness against her belly. He was rigidly erect and straining against the expensive slacks he wore. His breath exploded over her as he broke contact with her lips, and they both gasped for air. His eyes glittered as he stared down at her. "I didn't think you'd come." Chapter 1. 4 days earlier. Gabe Hamilton was going to burn in hell, and he didn't give a damn. From the moment Mia Crestwell walked into the ballroom of the Bentley Hotel, where HCM Global Resorts and Hotels was holding their grand opening, he hadn't taken his gaze from her. She was forbidden fruit, his best friend's little sister. Only, she wasn't so little anymore, and he had definitely taken notice. She'd become some kind of twisted preoccupation with him. He'd fought it, but found himself unable to resist her powerful lure. He wasn't fighting it any longer. The fact that she was here tonight and Jace was nowhere around only confirmed to Gabe that the time was right and it was time to make his move. He sipped at the glass of wine he held and listened politely to the group he was conversing with, or rather that he was mingling with, since he rarely engaged in anything more than polite pleasantries as he made his rounds through the crowd. He hadn't known she was going to be here. Jace hadn't said a word. Had Jace even known? Gabe thought it was likely he hadn't because not 5 minutes earlier, Jace and Ash had slipped away. A tall, leggy brunette between them as they headed to one of the luxurious suites on the top floor. Jace wouldn't have bailed, even for a woman, if he'd known Mia would be here. But it was just as well Jace wasn't here. It made things a lot easier. Gabe watched as Mia's gaze swept the room, her brow furrowed in concentration as if she searched for someone. A server stopped and offered her wine, and she took one of the elegant long-stemmed glasses, but she didn't put it to her mouth. She was outfitted in a killer dress that hugged her in all the right places, complete with fuck-me shoes and an upswept hairstyle that practically pleaded for a man's hand to tug it down. Dark tendrils floated softly down her neck, drawing attention to the slender column that begged a man's lips. He was damn tempted to stride across the room and wrap his coat around her so that no one else would see what he considered his. Jesus, and if that didn't make this even more insane. She was